Christians reflect as Ramadan begins. Buckner and Kids Matter come together in Honduras to bring hope to a resort town. And following a transatlantic journey, a ministry ship finds port in the Caribbean. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. This year marks the 30th anniversary for significant events in the Muslim world. 1979 shaped much of the ideology of today's extremists. That means Ramadan this year begins against the backdrop of increasing tensions. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton notes,
"This is a time where we typically see Islamic passion increased, and sometimes that can take the form of persecution against Christians. So it's definitely a time when they're on the alert."
But disillusionment is growing, particularly in places like Iran.
"When they see the corruption in their government, in their mind, it's Islam that is doing that. And so they are dissatisfied with Islam at the same time they're dissatisfied with their government. And that is a time where they're asking, what are the other options?"
Pray for believers to be bold.
"As they fast and as they pray and as they seek God, we can pray that Jesus will appear to them, that they will have contact with Christian people who can share the gospel with them."
Next, Ramadan, Islam's holiest month, begins at the site of the crescent moon. That's tomorrow. Crescent Project's Fuad Masri says,
"Islam chose the month of Ramadan as a time to celebrate the giving of the Quran. It's a lunar month, so it's basically 28 days. They are not allowed to eat or drink during daylight."
Masri's asking Christians to begin praying for Muslims during this time.
"Because they're thinking of God, let's pray that God will use that time for them to seek to know about Jesus the Messiah. And then pray that these Muslims will meet authentic Christians who will tell them about Christ."
Since Muslims break the fast each day at dusk, he'd like you to invite Muslims over for a meal and use the Injil, or the New Testament, to teach what Jesus taught about fasting. Masri says,
"I don't want to be offending them, but at the same time, I don't want to not to hear the truth that Jesus said. I usually say, well, did you know that Christ said something about fasting?"
This could open another discussion, providing opportunities to share the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. World Bible Translation Center hopes to distribute 100,000 easy-to-read Chinese-English New Testaments and Life of Jesus books to the people of China. They hope these materials will restore hope to the people who have endured violence and earthquakes this summer. The New Testaments will be easier to ship and include new Chinese characters. Their Life of Jesus books gather selected passages of Scripture from the Gospels and puts them in story form. To donate to WBTC, just go to our website. Meanwhile, the interim government of Honduras has set a deadline for Argentine diplomats to leave the country. The diplomats are working to resolve the aftermath of June's presidential ouster. Despite the instability, Buckner International's Russ Tilday says ministry continues. In fact, it's expanding to a resort island called Rotan.
"While it's beautiful in the exterior, great beaches, blue seas, just a beautiful resort area, there's almost that seedy underbelly that comes with a lot of resort areas where there is a high incidence of child abuse, there's a high incidence of child prostitution."
Pray everything will go smoothly as Buckner opens a group home for girls.
"We hire caseworkers and managers who are Christians, who give them a great faith-based environment, in addition to being a safe environment, one where they can get good nutrition, good education, and be safe."
And after a successful tour of ports in the United Kingdom, the Logos Hope ship sailed across the Atlantic to visit the Caribbean. Since the retirement of Logos II, residents of St. Vincent looked forward to Operation Mobilization's new ship making port there. Over one-third of the island's population came aboard the ship to visit its educational book fair. Crew members also left the ship to visit the island's 400 inmates and share their testimonies with them. The ship also plans to visit Grenada and Trinidad and Barbados. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and sign up for our free news updates, podcasts, and more. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com. Go there to not only find Mission Network News, but other domestic and international news from a Christian worldview. That's OneNewsNow.com. I'm Greg Yoder.